NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. A chill across the east today, but forecasters say it should ease somewhat starting tomorrow. The Arctic front brings Saranac Lake, New York, a 35-degree below zero reading this morning. Protests continue today in Tunisia, with demonstrators demanding members of the former party of the ousted president stay out of power. The former president has fled to Saudi Arabia after weeks of deadly unrest. House Republicans have scheduled a vote today to tell the Budget Committee to cut non-security spending for the rest of the fiscal year to 2008 levels. They want to send a message to President Obama before he delivers his State of the Union speech tomorrow night. NPR's Allison Keyes reports lawmakers in both parties say they want to hear more about cutting the deficit.
In a video email to his political supporters outlining the themes in his address, the president did say he's focused on dealing with the nation's deficits and debt in a responsible way. But independent Connecticut Senator Joe Lieberman echoed some colleagues on both sides of the aisle, telling ABC's This Week he needs to hear specifics.
I hope the president will really be hands-on and say he's ready to take political risks if we are.
Texas Republican Senator Kay Bailey Hutchison, also on ABC, adds,
if he really is going to follow through with a message that I'm sure will be good, with action that shows that he really means it, that's when we will have a true way forward.
Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
As the president readies his State of the Union address for tomorrow night, it's a busy week ahead when it comes to the economy. We hear from the Conference Board on Consumer Confidence tomorrow. There will be a report on quarterly economic growth. And we'll get information about the state of the U.S. housing market on Wednesday with new home sales numbers. Alex Bloomberg of NPR's Planet Money is here to discuss that. Good morning, Alex. And those new home sales numbers have been in the cellar for quite a while now.
They have. The new home sales rate hit an all-time low in the middle of last year, and it hasn't really budged since. And the question is, of course, why? Why has that rate been so low and for so long?
Well, of course, there's one law of economics. If sales are slow, lower the price.
Exactly. And that brings us to another big number that comes out this week, the S&P Case-Shiller Housing Index, which tracks house prices in cities around the country. House prices have been declining for 5 straight months, but clearly not enough to lure buyers back into the market. Most analysts expect that we'll learn this week that house prices continued to fall.
So where do home foreclosures come into this whole picture, Alex?
Well, foreclosures are a big part of this story. There are millions of foreclosed properties, and they're dragging down the price on all housing. There's a glut on the market. And most experts think that without a recovery in housing, we won't really see improvement in that other number we care a lot about, the unemployment rate.
Thanks very much, Alex Bloomberg of NPR's Planet Money. From Thanks. Washington, this is NPR News. Prosecutors take the next step today in the case against Tucson shooting suspect Jared Loughner. NPR's Ted Robbins says Loughner will be arraigned and he's scheduled to enter a plea.
Jared Loughner will appear in federal court in Phoenix following last week's grand jury indictment. A not guilty plea is expected. Without a full psychiatric evaluation and more evidence, a judge probably would not accept a guilty plea. Loughner is being charged with 3 counts of attempted murder against Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords and 2 of Giffords' staff members, Ron Barber and Pam Simon. There will be no testimony today, but Barber says he'll be prepared when the time comes.
I'm ready to say what I saw and to help make sure that justice is done here.
More federal indictments will come for murder, followed by state charges. Ted Robbins, NPR News, Tucson.
The Green Bay Packers will face the Pittsburgh Steelers in the Super Bowl 2 weeks from now in Dallas. After winning their divisional championships, Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers says early scoring got Green Bay off to a good start against the Chicago Bears.
You know, I think it kind of got them on their heels a little bit.
Green Bay won its 3rd straight road playoff game, 21-14 against the Bears. Pittsburgh shut down the New York Jets, 24-19 in the AFC Championship game. The Steelers already have won 6 Super Bowl rings, more than any other franchise. He was one of the founders of the modern fitness trend. Jack LaLanne went on TV in the 50s to get people off the couch.
I'm going to be here to show you how much fun and how easy exercise, well, I don't like to call it exercise, I like to call it trimnastics, how much fun it really can be, and I want to show you that you can do it.
Jack LaLanne, dead at age 96. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.
Support